Today we celebrate the feast of one of the most important saints in the history of the church because of that which God had him do and the church had him do. It is the feast of the great doctor of the church, Saint Jerome. Now Saint Jerome was born in Dalmatia, which is in the area of modern-day Croatia and former Yugoslavia. And he was born a pagan. But he met upon some good Catholic bishops and priests, and they're the ones that usually lead others to conversion and to holiness, as we see even to this day. And so he became a Catholic. In the meantime, he was a man of great learning and knew many languages, among them Hebrew and Aramaic, Greek and Latin. And so when he came into the church and eventually was ordained a priest, he became the secretary of Pope St. Damasus I, the first Spanish pope. And at that time, there were many different translations of the Bible in Latin. Of course, there were still the other original languages, especially for St. Mark and St. Matthew, Aramaic and Hebrew and so forth. And so the Holy Father saw that because of the different translations, and anyone who knows anything about translation, you will find that immediately you see difficulties. It is almost impossible to translate exactly what one language says into what another language says. And so you have to have a very expert person to do so. And St. Jerome was just the right man. So St. Damasus worried about the orthodoxy of the faith that was being preached and the readings that were being read in the churches. He asked St. Jerome to compose one Bible from all the pertinent documents and parchments that were in existence at that time. This is at the end of the 4th century. And so from that came, after many years of labor in putting together, it was a magnificent glory of cut and paste, in a sense, because from one document he could see that this was true and the other one was not, so he would take the truth and put it into the other document until finally he had a complete edition of the sacred scriptures, Old Testament and New, and that is what is called the Vulgate, because at that time Greek was still the learned language of the church. The vulgar tongue of the church was Latin, and of course that changed very quickly. In less than 100 years, Latin was the official language of the church, as it is still today, despite those who want to do away with it. But it is important to have one language that will express the faith succinctly and orthodoxly in every which way, and not with the whims of men and of times. And so the Holy Father gave this competence to St. Jerome, and eventually it was completed. In the meantime, of course, he was a priest in Rome, living near or with the Holy Father. And it was not just schoolwork that he was doing. He was a priest. So he preached and he taught. And he gathered disciples around him, as most usually do. And among them were to be some of his very, very best friends, Saint Paula and Saint Eustochium, her daughter. After he had gotten tired and Saint Damasus died, St. Jerome decided to go back to the Holy Land, and he established a monastery for monks in Bethlehem, and another one for women, also in Bethlehem. In the meantime, he had had to put up with the gossip of the evil forked tongues that exist, even among Catholics, and sometimes even among those who call themselves good Catholics, who are always making up gossip and evil about everybody that they can. And so they try to say that Saint Paula and Saint Jerome were more than just friends, were more than just teacher and disciple. And of course, he could not permit this, so that's when he decided to go to Bethlehem. And of course, they all were to die eventually there. Saint Jerome, his body was brought to Rome, where it was laid in the Basilica of Saint Mary Major under the altar of the Nativity, which is where he celebrated Mass when he was in Rome almost every day. It is the altar that lies underneath the grand tabernacle, which is to the right of the papal altar, where he celebrated Mass, where eventually, many centuries later, Saint Ignatius of Loyola would also celebrate his first Mass. So today we honor this great doctor of the Church, and we pray to him in a time also when there are many imperfect and sometimes heretical translations of the Sacred Scripture, that we may return to his writings, to those who were, according to the councils of the Church, since the Vulgate is the official Bible of the Church, inspired by the Holy Spirit, which the other translations are most certainly not. So let us pray to Saint Jerome today for the orthodoxy of the faith, for the continuation and the maintenance of Latin in the sacred liturgy, and for an end to heresy and evil all over the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whereas he died in 420 AD, and he was one of the best friends of St. Augustine of Hippo, and their letters to each other are the best insults in the history of Latin letters. Delightful to read and to learn from.